This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A ceasefire begins this hour, 2 a.m. local time Friday in Gaza between Israel and the two main armed groups aimed at ending 11 days of deadly violence. A statement from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the Security Cabinet Thursday unanimously accepted the recommendations to accept an Egyptian initiative for an unconditional ceasefire. Hamas and Islamic Jihad then confirmed the agreement. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed the announcement Thursday from the White House. He says he believes there is genuine opportunity to make progress on diplomacy and says he's committed towards working towards it, hailing Egypt's role in brokering the agreement. Biden said the U.S. was committed to helping Israel replenish its supply of interceptor missiles for its Iron Dome protection system and working with the Palestinian Authority, not Hamas, to provide aid to Gaza. The fighting has seen Israeli jets pound Gaza with airstrikes as militants fired thousands of rockets into Israel after days of tensions in Jerusalem sharply escalated on May 10th. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres had told the General Assembly earlier Thursday the fighting must stop immediately. He says if there is a hell on earth, it is the lives of children in Gaza. Two Egyptian security delegations will be sent to monitor the ceasefire deal, diplomatic sources tell AFP. The delegations will be sent to Tel Aviv and the Palestinian territories to monitor the ceasefire's implementation and procedures to maintain stable conditions permanently. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. British princes William and Harry on Thursday hit out at the BBC and journalist Martin Bashir over the deceitful way Bashir obtained his explosive 1995 TV interview with Princess Diana, their late mother, in which she detailed her troubled marriage to Prince Charles. Their stinging criticism came hours after an independent inquiry found Bashir had used falsified documents to get his sensational sit-down with Diana, and that the BBC and their leaders had failed to adequately probe how he had arranged it. Williams said the deceitful way the interview was obtained substantially influenced what his mother said on the air and made a major contribution to the demise of his parents' relationship. He added that the BBC's oversight failures had contributed significantly to her fear, paranoia, and isolation in her final years. Diana and Charles, the heir to the British throne, formally divorced in 1996. She died age 36 in a high-speed car crash while being chased by the paparazzi photographers in Paris the following year. EU member states reached a deal Thursday, paving the way for a COVID-19 certificate to open up travel in Europe, just as the operators of the iconic Eiffel Tower in Paris announced a July reopening. The deal will allow anybody living in the EU's 27 countries to secure a digital health pass by the end of June that displays their vaccination status, results of COVID-19 tests, or recovery from a coronavirus infection. The certificate is seen as a key tool to save European summer vacations, and the operators of the Eiffel Tower, one of the biggest tourist attractions on the continent, announced it will reopen on July 16th after several months of closure due to the pandemic. Visitor numbers will be limited to 10,000 a day to meet social distancing requirements, fewer than half of their pre-COVID levels, the operator tells AFP. However, a World Health Organization director warned Thursday that the progress against the coronavirus pandemic remains fragile and that international travel should still be avoided. In Japan, criticism is mounting over the slow start to coronavirus inoculations with just 2 months until it hosts the Olympic Games. A Japanese government panel in Tokyo on Thursday recommended approval of Moderna and AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccines. The Pfizer formula is currently the only vaccine licensed for use in Japan, where less than 2% of the population of 125 million are so far fully vaccinated. Japanese public sentiment is against the games, with polls showing a majority want the event delayed further or canceled. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.